A reading from Matthew 6:16-18. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
So much of what Jesus says is countercultural. In most cultures, it's being seen, it's having status, it's being important, and if you're a religious person, it's appearing to be righteous. And fasting, of course, is I'll let you explain exactly what it is, but it's part of the holiness program, so to speak. It's denying yourself and in a sense, same time affirming God. And it's so much more than that. But if you do it in such a way to impress people, Jesus is saying you're not fooling God, and you are fooling yourself.
Right. Jesus is regularly coming up against the Pharisaic idea of outward displays to gain or hold social power or religious power. And he's basically saying that the heart is the key place. Anything you do outwardly needs to be an expression of the heart. Now, Jesus is not saying that outward activity is not important. In his Semitic world, you would never just think about internal things without external actions. And fasting was something that had been tradition of the Hebrew people. It was a way of showing a sense of, I guess the word would be grief, over a condition in which the people found themselves, often related in their own perspective to their own sin and disobedience to God when they saw calamity had come to their lives. It was an act of humbling oneself, not an act to be done outwardly to be seen, but to say, God, we need to be realigned to your way, and so we're humbled before you.
I guess in our own time, in the beginning of Lent, we always talk about a form of fasting. It's I'm not going to eat meat, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. It's a depriving oneself. Which I guess the concomitant thing is honoring God by doing that.
Right. It's taking anything out of our lives that keeps us connected to the natural world that we don't deal with the spiritual realities of our life. I forget which saint it was. It may have been Benedict who said, fasting is scraping the sludge off of life. And this world that we're in, we get contained with the sludge, and fasting in itself does nothing except to say, Lord, I don't want the hungers of this world to rule me. I want to be hungry for you. And it's getting those things out of the way.
I really like that, the hungers of this world, which can so dominate our everyday existence, and putting them aside, which is a very hard thing to do.
Right.
And saying, I hunger for you, Lord, which is just as true as hungering for food or hungering for drink or hungering for anything that this world provides. But it's not as acknowledged. So I think that when Jesus speaks of the hypocrites, he's not denying the importance of fasting so much as he is going to, where is their heart? Just like you said.
Absolutely.